If you mash up apples and you put them in a jar, that's called
applesauce.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now these questions pertain to things that you might not know about because it's farming and ranching items. So if you don't know, you know, don't worry about it. Okay, there's a kind of a fence where they have like two posts and then posts running between the...
Like barbed wire.
But instead of barbed wire, they have actually wood, or they might even have metal posts running between the two posts. So it's not, it's something to keep animals in, but not necessarily to prevent people from jumping over.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a fence is that?
What kind of fence that would be? Probably when you mention it, I'll remember that I've heard it.
Maybe not. Some people call them rail fences.
No, I never had heard that.
Okay.
But I can see where they could be.
Some people call it what?
Rail fences.
Radio?
Rail.
Rail. Well, I've heard that word used, but I never used it that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, an enclosure for a horse is called a...
Enclosure for...
For horses?
Yeah, I know what you... It's not a stable. It's...
like the okay...
Corral.
Yeah. And you put the cow out to...
Pasture?
Mm-hmm. And... let's see, a place where they grow crops, but it's also like a football, you know, a baseball or a football.
Field?
And there's a place where you can keep corn, and it's not a silo, but a smaller thing.
Oh.
Do you know what that's called?
Not a gin. No, and I know I've heard that, too.
It's also a name for a place where you lay a baby. A baby can go to sleep in a...
Cradle?
Or a something that doesn't rock, maybe. A
chair?
Or
no.
Call it a baby something. Instead of a cradle, it's a... It's another C-R word.
Baby. Not crock.
It's been so long since we've had.
I don't know what.
It's kind of hard to keep up with that stuff.
And I know I've heard that too.
Well, my lead in for this question is bad because I'm trying to get people to say crib.
Crib,
a baby crib.
Yes,
it is a crib. You're right.
I'm experimenting with, you know, methods of getting people to say crib, but
when people get old, you must remember they forget a lot of those kind of words.
No, it is a crib though.
Yep. Well, anyway, there's a place where you keep corn is a corn crib.
Uh-huh, corn crib.
It's like a 6-foot by 6-foot shed where the corn can dry out. Okay, this one you probably haven't heard of, a go-devil.
Mm-mm.
That's like a type of a plow, or it might be a type of oil drilling equipment.
Is that what?
A go-devil.
I've never heard of that used that way either.
Okay, a thing that you hang on a horse's head so it can eat while it walks is...
And I've seen that too.
These are kind of hard if you don't have horses.
I don't know what that is.
Would you call it a feed bag?
Yeah, feed bag,
Okay.
And I've heard that, you know, on TV you will hear these expressions, but I can't think of them.
Oh yeah, well... It's very technical, sort of. This is a picture of a bridle, and if you could, I'd like you to tell me as many things as you can identify on a bridle.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. I know. There aren't too many items there. But the thing that's inside the horse's mouth is called what? That one you might know. Or these things are the things you hold on to, they're called?
Reins.
Uh-huh.
That, and I don't know what that is.
Now, unless you ride horses, you're not going to be able to identify the nitpicky little details.
I need my little niece here, Yvonne. She rides horses. Parts of a bridle.